Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, March 18th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Edward the Martyr. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Hello and welcome to Wikipedia, where we delve into the fascinating world of Wikipedia articles to bring you captivating stories from history, science, and more. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're going back in time to explore the mysterious and tragic story of Edward the Martyr. Edward the Martyr, a name that feels shrouded in an aura of mystery and intrigue. Born around 962, Edward was a young king of England whose reign was brief, but has left a lasting mark on history. So who was Edward the Martyr, and why does he hold such an enigmatic place in medieval history? Let's begin by unraveling the tapestry of his family lineage. Edward was the son of King Edgar the Peaceful and his first wife, Ethelflaed. Edgar reigned during a time known as the English Monastic Reform, a period marked by religious and social change. Following Edgar's death in 975, the young Edward stepped into the role of king at the tender age of about 13. Now imagine that, inheriting a kingdom when most of us were just figuring out middle school. This prompts the first thought-provoking question for you, our listeners. How might a child's perspective shape the decisions of a king? Let that ponder in your thoughts as we continue. Edward's ascent to the throne, though, was not without challenges. He faced opposition primarily from factions within his own family. These factions favored his younger half-brother, Ethelred, for the throne due to Ethelred's mother's influential connections. It is important to recognize how family dynamics and political machinations were deeply intertwined during this era. Let's take a moment to reflect on a real-life anecdote. Imagine you're in a boardroom. A young successor is chosen to lead, a rare phenomenon, but a group of powerful directors prefers the second in line, that is, someone they hold sway over. This is very much akin to Edward's context. Have you ever experienced a similar power play dynamics in your life or workplace? How did that impact you and your environment? Edward's reign was sadly short-lived, lasting only 3 years. This brings us to the crux of our narrative, the mysterious circumstances surrounding his demise. Edward was assassinated in March of 978 at Corfe Castle, a story that combines both tragedy and conspiracy theories. Accounts suggest that while visiting his half-brother Ethelred, Edward was lured and then brutally murdered by servants affiliated with Ethelred's camp. Perhaps poisoned or stabbed, they diverge in detail. Edward's death can be viewed as the culmination of a politically charged and dangerous time. It's moments like these in history that inspire us to think deeply about how conspiracy and manipulation play roles not just in power shifts of the past, but today as well. How significant do you think the impact of political intrigue and behind-the-scenes maneuvering is in the world we live in now? Food for thought, indeed. The narrative does not end with Edward's death. Soon became the transformation of Edward into a martyr. Initially buried without any ceremony, Edward's reputation was rehabilitated posthumously as he gained a reputation for holiness. In less than 2 decades, his remains were moved to Shaftesbury Abbey with great honor, cementing his status as a martyr and a saint. His feast day celebrated on the 18th of March. Edward's story opens a window into the importance of legacy and how history remembers individuals. Here, we encounter the question, what does it mean to be remembered? Is it in the deeds we do or the way others perceive them? Let's ponder, how do you want to be remembered? As we wrap up, consider this intriguing figure from England's medieval period, whose life and death continue to prompt questions about leadership, family loyalty, and the power of redemption. Edward the Martyr's story demands us to reflect on the complexity of history and the human experiences within it. Thank you for joining us on this journey into the world of Edward the Martyr. It's a narrative that converges the personal with the political, reminding us of the timeless implications of leadership and moral legacy. Until next time on Wikipedia, keep questioning, keep learning, and remember to explore the stories that lie beneath the surface of history.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Edward the Martyr. Thanks for listening. See you next time.